So far, nobody's been able to stay on punch, and that includes Cal and me. I guess what I'm actually doing is seeing if you have the guts to try.
If I get thrown, does that disqualify me?
Not unless it disqualifies everyone else on the ranch who's ever tried. And that's just about everyone but the cook.
A moment later, Cal brought up Punch, a dun quarter horse. Punch was moving his head up and down in nervous jerks, showing his agitation. Taking the reins, Buster stepped up close to the horse, and though it looked like he was about to whisper something, he actually bit the animal on the ear. Buster swung into the saddle. Punch instantly threw his hind legs into the air. Buster leaned back in the saddle and pulled the horse's nose sharply to the left until the nose touched his leg. That maneuver stopped the immediate bucking, forcing Punch instead into an incredibly tight circle. The horse tried to kick again, and this time Buster jerked Punch's head back so that he couldn't lower it. As he couldn't lower his head, he couldn't throw his hind legs up. So Punch leaped into the air and then came back down on four stiffened legs, but his rider remained glued to the saddle. Then Buster used his spurs to start Punch forward, and the horse began an explosive gallop in an attempt to unseat the rider. That attempt failed, so again he began to buck. But this series of bucking was as unsuccessful in dislodging his rider as the previous bucking had been. Again, Punch began to gallop, running all the way down the long drive to the archway. There, eschewing the open arched entry, he sailed majestically over the fence. On the other side of the fence, Buster turned him around and started back with him. This time, Punch was headed for the open entryway, but Buster directed him toward the fence in another graceful leap. By the time horse and rider returned to where Smoke, Pearly, Cal, and half a dozen other Sugarloaf hands were standing, staring in amazement, Punch was approaching at an easy, controlled trot.
Whoa, boy!
Punch halted, stood there, calm.
Back up.
Buster indicated what he wanted with the reins. Punch backed up for several steps.
Turn to the left.
Again, with the reins, Buster guided the horse as he turned in a complete circle, first to the left and then to the right. Afterward, Buster dismounted. He patted Punch on the forehead and handed the reins to Pearly.
You're hired.